Domestic abuse or domestic violence, as you said, affects everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, wherever your cultural or your social background, it affects every one of us. Two women die every week from domestic abuse, and that statistics doesn't change if you're a Christian or not. So our organisation, Covenant Praise Church, is actually in our third year of trying to empower, teach and support church leaders, faith group leaders, community leaders. How would you respond to domestic abuse if it came across your doorstep? I think the thing with domestic abuse is the first barrier that I had to deal with is that some church leaders said it doesn't happen within the church. And I'm saying it does. And it's about us educating ourselves so that we can understand how to recognize it. Because domestic abuse is not just the fist. It is emotional abuse, it's psychological abuse, it's financial abuse. It comes in a wide spectrum, and if you need to recognise it so that you can deal with it. And this is what this conference is about. And if a person has a faith, the first person they will turn to is their church leader, or even a child that's in a home where there might be domestic abuse, they will turn to their youth leader or Cubs group leader. And it's about us equipping ourselves so that we would know how do we respond? What do we do? Or who do we turn to?
How are things at the moment? If we think just quite generally, all the churches that you're aware of, how well equipped are churches to deal with hearing something like this from a churchgoer when they say to their religious leader, this is something that's happening to me? How are they responding at the moment? What is it that they're lacking?
Okay. 3 years ago, they were in total denial. They are changing. We are changing and understanding it does happen within our community. And it's about thinking, how can we support them? And some church leaders haven't got the tools and haven't got the information to know how to respond to it. And this is what we're trying to say. There's a lot of agencies out there that want to come alongside us as church leaders, community leaders, and support us to support people who are victims of domestic abuse.
And I think credit where credit's due. These organisations, these groups, these agencies, they work every day. They're public servants as well. Mm. There's a lot of good work that goes on and we never hear about it. So let's just give them a mention. Who are these groups that have come on board and helped you to give you what you need to then spread that kind of message and those lessons?
In the last couple of years, we've been partnering with the probation service. We've had Dawn Brooks, who has been a great champion to help us actually come in right at the beginning and says, okay, we're dealing with perpetrators, but can I help you that you could teach people before they become perpetrators? So she's been great. And we've also been working with the Hearts Domestic Violence Helpline. They're great champions that a vicar like myself could ring up and says, I've got a situation. What do we do? And the last agency that we also work with is the church's advisory line, which help us to respond to child abuse and child crisis. They are now coming on board and says, it's part of child protection. We can help you.
So this conference, you've got all this knowledge, all these lessons, all these skills. You're passing them on to other people. So what will they see when they come on Saturday? What is it that will be taking place? What will be discussed and by who?
Okay. We've got Natalie Collins. She's an international trainer and speaker and survivor of domestic abuse. It took us a long time to get hold of her. She's really great. She's going to come and help us do what is like a workshop, some conferencing. What is domestic abuse? What does it look like? She's going to tell us her story. We're going to look at the thorny issue. Why don't people leave? Because some people would say, you know, if you did that to me, I would leave. But the thing is, your emotions, your children and things are all tied up. So we're going to look at that. And we're also going to look at the support for church leaders, community leaders and pastors, what is out there, and also some ongoing training.